All right, world. I got a special one for y'all right now. This is my man, Ero 3, formerly known as Ravage Beat. Say what up to the people, my man.
Yo, yo, what's going on? Unseen Legion Radio. It is the man known as Ero 3, a.k.a. PDB Straw, formerly known as Ravage Beat 2012, representing Cypher on label, amongst others. Shout out to the whole Cypher crew, the whole Dap Station crew. What up to the Innosovian crew? What up, killradio.org? What up, yeah. Planet Earth?
Yeah, yeah. It's beautiful, man. It's really good to hear from you, man. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a part of this here tonight, man. I really appreciate it.
No doubt about it. You know, shout out Pros. You know, I'm glad you guys are putting this on. Shout out DJ Early. What's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out EQ. You know what I'm saying? I'll be up there next week. I'll check all y'all out and everything. So,
for
you
sure.
know, I'm happy yes, for sir. Y'all. No doubt. I'm
for
happy
sure. for y'all. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So, man, what you been up to lately? I know this new album, Studio 54, Extraterrestrial Influence, is killing them, man.
Thank you. Yeah, man, that's
got it on rotation like crazy, man, for real.
Yeah, that just came out of me. It was totally divine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've just been I've been studying a lot about the cosmos and celestials lately and just come up with these theories, you know, that just can't be explained with earthly substances. So
right.
It's just like a soundtrack that I put together with the whole concept behind it. I'm not going to give up too much to it because y'all got to go to ravagebeats2012.bandcamp.com to
right.
really, really peep out what I'm saying.
That's right. That's why we only giving them a taste of it tonight, you know.
All right. No doubt. But the whole thing is, you know, it's just looking at human beings from a different perspective, I guess. And you know, I'm just using earthly sounds and just doing my thing, you know.
I like that, yeah. A lot of spiritual influences in there, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's also symbolizing a big change in not only my sound, but just where I'm going, you know, as far as professionally, personally, in my life. So
okay.
That's why I'm dropping the Ravage Beat 2012 and I'm going with Ero 3, which is, you know, my real initials.
Right,
but
right.
I'm always making music, so don't get it twisted, folks.
That's right. So, man, tell me about your inspirations. Like, what inspired you to create the kind of sounds that you create? It's a real artful collage type of a sound. When I first heard you, you actually reminded me of some of the stuff that my man Early does. It's like y'all have a kindred thing when it comes to the production. What are your influences and your inspirations when it comes to that?
Oh, man. You know, first and foremost, I grew up in the hip-hop era, you know, deep. So, My roots of my sound is always hip-hop, especially drum bass. But okay. I also come from a jazz background. You know, my family is from Louisiana. My pops and his pops, and they were all jazz musicians. And so I guess the improvisation comes from that a bit. But I'm influenced by, you know, world music, just sound in general.
Anything out there.
Like I said, I watch a lot of documentaries. I read a lot. So I just grab sound, put it in a library, and just music comes out.
Man, that's really nice, yo. What kind of equipment do you use when you do that kind of stuff? Or you want to give up any of your secrets? I don't know. You want to sit on that?
Well,
that's cool.
I just say, like, whatever it is I use, it's going to be, you know, tricked out for the way I use it anyway. So,
customized.
You know, I have certain stuff that I use, mostly circuit bending type of sounds and instruments I use. You know, I record on, you know, Vegas, Cubase, you know, I use SP-404, 303.
Okay.
Stuff like that, you know.
Okay. Now, where can people go to find your stuff? I know you on Bandcamp. What was the address for that?
Ravage Beach 2012. I'm going to eventually start the Ero 3 one, but right now, Ravage Beach 2012.bandcamp.com. Also, at cypherlaboratory.bandcamp.com. That's the actual unlabeled.
That's a Z-Y-P-H-E-O.
Not only just my music, but also a whole bunch of different types of sounds coming from artists around the world.
That's beautiful. So that's Z-Y-P-H-E-R, Zypher?
That's correct. Z-Y-P-H-E-R, Laboratory, LabAtory.bandcamp.com. Or you can find us on any of the social networks, as in Facebook, Twitter, or just Google any of the names and our music will come up. But make sure you guys go support Studio 54. Extraterrestrial Influences. It's a one-of-a-kind album, in my opinion. I can't take all the credit for it. You know, my family helped me out a lot with it, my wife, my son. So it's just very, very positive. Check out my Broken Neck Theory series, which is a free monthly beat series. I had this whole year, 2012. Every first of the month it came out.
Lots of beats, lots of dope beats. Now. Yeah.
And make sure you guys just support your local or not so local beat makers.
There you go. Man, I really appreciate it, my man. We're going to go ahead and get into your new joint. This is the worldwide internet and radio debut of my man Ero 3's new Studio 54 album, Extraterrestrial Influence. Yo, this one right here is called The Biru's Lounge. It happens to be my personal favorite on the joint, man. Thank you for staying with us, man. Thank you for tuning in and calling in, man. One love for real.
No doubt. Kill Radio, Bless Up, Unseen Legion Radio, Ravage Beat 2012, a.k.a. Ero 3. One love. I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go, y'all.